Yeah, that was a good touchdown, Raiders. Bryce Butler made me earn that one. That was a tough catch in the back of the end zone, picking on the rookie Bradley Roby last week against the Denver Broncos. Bryce Butler, you're to make your first ever appearance on the Silver and Black Show. I'm shocked.
I'm happy to be here, man. It feels good to be here. I see it all the time on TV and on the network, so I appreciate you having me, Bob.
And the way you're scoring touchdowns, whether it's on special teams or catching them, we're going to have you on a lot. Let me ask you about this touchdown, because Derek got some pressure from DeMarcus Ware, and actually Ware roughed him on the play, so he kicked off from the 50-yard line. But he threw that ball a little early. So tell me about the route adjustment you had to make. Just turn it around and the ball's right on you when you got to get those toes tapped in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, that was just a typical back in, you know, inline route. And Bradley Roby, I grew up with him from Atlanta, Georgia, so it was good to get one on him. But, you know, I basically got inside of him, and then as soon as I turned my head, I just saw the ball in the air, and it was just a simple reaction, which made it easy on my part.
You've been giving me a lot of touchdown Raiders this year. You got three. I want to ask you about the one on the block punt in Seattle. Danico Autry comes up the middle and gets a left hand. They kind of kick it around a little bit, and there you are sliding into the end zone. How many special teams are you on?
At that point, I was on three. Right now, it seems like with the more reps I'm getting on offense, my special teams opportunities are being limited. So right now, I'm just on punt return, so hopefully I can get another one this week.
How'd that feel to get one on teams? Because you're not thinking you may get one there and it's blocked and it's sliding in the end zone and you beat everybody to the ball.
It was actually funny because before I went out there, I heard Coach call the play, which was the block. And then I went to Coach Skip and I was like, Skip, I'm about to score right here because I knew he was going to block it. And then that's why when I picked it up and grabbed it, I started running off frantically crazy because I was like, I just told Skip I was going to score. I just told Skip. So it was kind of crazy that it happened that way. I mean, you know, nobody really expects to score off a block punt like every week. And it was just that I just had a feeling that, you know, I was going to do something right there and we needed a play. So, you know, why not me do it?
Now, you've been splashing, whether it's on teams or in the wide receiving core. Let's go back to your game against San Diego since we are playing the Chargers. Three catches for 64 yards. The big one was a little bit of a pivot route, I think it is, off the left side. And I knew you were fast from the preseason. But, man, you just pull away from everybody here and take it to the house. Very impressive.
That play is funny, too, because Menelik Watson came up, too. It was like a timeout, I think, and Menelik looked at me. He was like, are you going to make a play? And I was like, don't challenge me in front of everybody. I was like, I'm about to make a play for you right now. And I went out and scored. So two of my touchdowns, I kind of told people I was going to do it. So I'm kind of just trying to speak everything into existence.
You should challenge you more often. Was that right in the huddle in front of the whole team?
I was right in the huddle in front of everybody. Whoa. And then I kind of looked at Menelik like, it was good fun. But I was just like, all right, I'm about to do something for you right now. And then they called the play. And it was kind of crazy because Derek was like, dang, you're going to score on a pivot route from 50? And I was like, hey, however, I got to get it.
What is your 40 time? Like a 4.3 somewhere in there?
Yeah, I ran a 4.37 coming out.
We could see it on that play. You know, going back to the last 2 Augusts, not just this preseason, but last year, you flashed and made some big plays. And I remember a quote you had after last year that you just, once you got into the season, it just didn't happen. Whether you got tired physically or whatever it was, you didn't take the good preseason of 2013 into the season. You are this year. So what did you learn from the rigors of that season last year, Bryce?
I think maybe like week 6, week 7 last year, my confidence kind of dwindled a little bit. And that was the first time I've ever had that type of issue, and it showed in my play. And it went from me playing a lot to not playing at all. So this whole off season, you know, I went home and trained with A.J. Green, Calvin Johnson, and Demaryius Thomas in Atlanta. And, you know, one thing I noticed, you know, with training with those guys, you know, those guys, those are the best receivers in the league. And, you know, as far as how I stacked up with those guys, I felt like I was, you know, even with them. So I was just kind of like, you know, if I'm doing everything that they're doing and they're making these crazy plays, like, why can't I do it too?
Tell me about college, because we are going back down to Southern California, and you were at USC for 3 years there, and, you know, you had some great receivers on that team, Robert Woods and Marquise Lee, and your coach was Lane Kiffin. I remember a quote when you came into the NFL, college was a humbling experience for me. Mm-hmm. What happened at USC?
It just went from, you know, being a guy that was highly recruited out of high school to thinking I knew it all, to a guy that was, you know, at the bottom of the depth chart, just trying to fight and claw for playing time, you know. The talent was always there. It was just, you know, other things that I probably was doing that, you know, the coaches didn't like. And you know, I had to learn.
Your wide receiver coach at USC, Ted Gilmore, now here with the Raiders. So that had to be a nice transition to have him there, and now him trying to teach you how to be a pro in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Coach Gilmore's done a great job of, just nurturing me, what I need to know. As soon as I walked in here last year, he told me, he laid it out, like, this is what you need to do, and I'm going to help you to get there. And he's been there with me every step of the way. There's been some ups and downs, just like we talked about earlier last year, and he's been with me every step of the way, so he's a blessing to have him as a coach.
Second-generation NFL star. I remember your dad was a heck of a player in the 80s and 90s, a corner with the Atlanta Falcons. Seeing the game from that side of the ball as a corner and you're trying to learn it from the wide receiver, how has he helped you be a wide receiver?
Just to grow up and have a father that played in the NFL at the cornerback position, and, I play receiver. So, he watches games and he's telling me, hey, man, like I knew when you weren't, running the route, or I knew when you were breaking out because you were doing this, you were doing that. I would have killed you on that if we were playing, stuff like that. So he helps me, tune my game up from a, outside perspective, but kind of from the inside because he knows what to look for. It's always great to, get feedback from my pops.
You got that gleam in your eye for the camera, not just on the football field. You're very relaxed here. I hear you are a guy who wants to have a nice career after you're done playing. Maybe as a DJ, is that your passion, music?
Yeah, it's a hobby, and I'm learning. I kind of want to do stuff that you're doing, reporting
and seats?
Analytical, stuff with the football. Something to stay in the game. I think DJing is just going to be something I just do for fun, and if somebody wants me to come do their party, I'll come do it, just for the heck of it. I did a little gig for First Friday downtown Oakland for one
Beautiful.
Of my buddies. This past weekend. So, DJing, I don't think I'm going to be like Skrillex or anything going around to Vegas and doing all that. I just like to do it. It's something fun.
You ever do it for your teammates?
Oh, yeah, I do it every day.
Every day you hear, you take over that? That's you, I hear?
Everything that you hear, warm-ups and stretching, that's me.
That's
DJ
you.
Duffel Bag in the mix.
All right, lastly, going back to San Diego, you went to school there after USC. What's it going to mean to go back and play the Chargers?
It's going to mean everything, even from going into the locker room. We're going to be in the old locker room that we were in, the guest locker room, which was our home locker room, Aztecs locker room. So last year I didn't get to play down there. I was inactive that week. So it's going to feel real good to be able to go out there and make some plays and, in front of my old teammates and, some of my buddies that are going to be in the stands watching. So it's going to mean a lot.